Yeah, Jen, you're exactly right on the operational security here and the fact that there were obviously some red herrings. And in a world where decisions are made and the world digests the decision even before it's made because of social media and everyone's watching everywhere, this was a pretty amazing operation. When you start thinking that the president said within 2 weeks, we are 2 days from within 2 weeks, and this happens with a post on Truth Social and no other word, really, getting out ahead of that is pretty stunning.
The other extraordinary thing, Brett, is that I've spoken to past planners who have been involved in planning for this kind of mission for the past 20 years, and they all told me to a person that it would normally take the U.S. military about 30 days to get all of their assets, their military assets, into position. This took about 2 weeks, if you count back to the meeting at Camp David on June 8th, where I think this was first discussed. It's been about 2 weeks since then, and by moving the USS Nimitz from the Pacific to the Middle East and putting all those destroyers in the Eastern Med, and along with F-22 fighter squadrons, which left Langley Air Force Base earlier this week, all of those refuelers. Those refuelers are really the heroes also of this mission, because it is, again, the U.S. and Israel are really among the only countries in the world that can refuel mid-flight. And that is what allowed that those B-2 bombers to fly all the way from the continental U.S., from Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri, all the way to the Middle East without ever having to land.